let us pray. Our God in heaven, as we approach the word, we want to welcome you. You are the word. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And you are the word yourself. Break this word to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let me not be the same. Let me not be the same today, after the service, in the name of Jesus. Let us not be the same. Nobody meets Jesus and is the same. Father, let us meet you today. Let us have an encounter with you today, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome, your majesty. Thank you because you are here. Without you, we can do nothing. There's no rising, there's no sitting, there's no talking, there's no wishing, there's no walking, there's no seeing, there's no breathing without you. But in you, Lord, we live, and you will move, and you will have our being. We thank you, Lord, that your mercy came down, say like a prisoner set free. When we couldn't reach out to you, Lord, Lord, you reached out and picked us up. Pick us up today, Lord. Pick us up today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Praise ye the Lord. This is a sobering message, and I hope it will minister to you the way the Lord ministered to me. The title of my message this morning, Servant of Sin. Servant of Sin. In John chapter 8, I'll read, Jesus was having a discourse with the people. Say, so I'll start back John chapter 8. I'll start at verse 30. As he spake these words, many believed in him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verse 34, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. Whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever. Amen? The servant abideth not in the house forever. But the son abideth forever. Jesus said, sin shall not have dominion over you. Jesus said, sin will not have dominion over you, over me. The scripture says, the Lord, in John chapter 14, 30, he said, the evil one cometh, he findeth nothing in me. Nothing. The purpose for which Christ went to the cross, not only is he able to save us from our sin, he's able to deliver unto the uttermost. In other words, on this earth, Jesus, in the final analysis of all things, sin, the enemy should be able to come to us and say, I have nothing in you because you are walking in Christ. Enoch walked with God and he was no more. There is no way on earth you and I walk with God. Sin should not have dominion over us. Amen. In other words, Jesus was a prototype of what you and I should be. Redeemed from sin, from shame. He said, I will restore to you
I will restore to you that which a canker worm has eaten, that which a palmer worm has eaten. You know, we come, I'm not saying, folks, that we are there yet. But when we know our high calling in Christ Jesus, we need to press on. We need to press on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. It said the servant will not abide forever. Jesus said, I've not called you servants, but I've called you sons. Amen? And you will not be the servant to sin. A time has come. He that puts his hand on the plow should not look back, but press on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Sin will not have dominion over you. Sin will not have dominion over me. I said, sin will not have dominion because Christ has redeemed us from sin and from shame. I'm going to try to be as fast and as brief as I can because we are going to look at various challenges that face us in Christendom. And I'm going to open my mouth wide so that the King himself, he says, he who covers his sin, what did he say? Will not prosper. Will pray and intercede for ourselves individually, for the pastors, for churches, and what have you, that the Lord may take us to the next level where he wants us to be. Paul writing to Galatians, he said what? That Christ may be formed in you. Light and darkness, folks, cannot abide in the same house. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. I'm not talking about God. He has saved us. He has forgiven us. I know that. But there's pressing on. There are issues Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. Let's read it, please. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's start from verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12. So that you see the context from where I'm coming. In other words, I'm saying sin is an enemy, and we must have to resist it. He said, wherefore, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience. So there are sins, there are besetting sins that beset us, issues, personal issues that we have to deal with every day. And it looks like as soon as you get a victory today, again you fall down, you get a victory tomorrow, and on. God wants to set us free once and for all. Get the work done and don't even go back there. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You see, when in the book of Ezra, we'll go through there for a few minutes. In the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, and also the book of Daniel, these men of God, when issues arose and the people were polluted, disobeyed the rules and word of the Lord, and things started happening, he put himself in the midst of the sin. They say, we have sinned. Not just the people have sinned. There's a difference between when you are praying and we're interceding, which we will do today. When we're interceding for people, when you put yourself as the person who has done the issue, we are able to go before the throne of grace. Say, Lord, have mercy upon us. We have sinned. We have gone, each of us, after our own way. But Christ has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So it talks about, one, besetting sins in Hebrews chapter 12. These are little foxes that spoil the vine. tattletales here and there, lying here and there, unforgiveness, stuff like that, personal issues. And you sometimes you say, oh man, and I did it again. Oh, and I did it again. You go to the cross. Yes, we do have an advocate with the Father. But a point in time has got to come in which once and for all, you put the final nail on the issue and it's over with. You will not go back there. Can somebody say amen? Second, we have household sin, household wickedness. Sometimes stemming from rivalries between siblings. Some of us grew up in circumstances where there was a polygamous situation. Am I correct? Come on, talk to me, somebody. And there's household wickedness. For some reason, sometimes kids, same parents, there's so much enmity between them. It's like, are you kidding me? Almost wishing the other one dead. Does that happen? I'm bringing out a viewpoint. These are issues as we step up, are interceding and praying for one another. We are able to deliver ourselves. You say, deliver thyself, thou captive daughter of Zion. Deliver yourself from this situation. And we are going to stand in the gap this morning for various sins and challenges that we face in our homes, within the government. Also, another point I have on my list here, sometimes the family situation, sometimes jealousy gets in there. Also within the church, within the government, there are different tribes warring against each other. Does that happen in Africa? Africa, tribes warring against one another. And before you know it, both the wicked, the righteous, and the unrighteous, they die in the process. Amen? This tribe here doesn't like this tribe here, and before you know it, they are loggerheads and they're taking each other's neck off. You come to ask yourself, what is going on here? Are these human beings? Hallelujah. But the Lord has come to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Within the government too, it does happen. We have corrupt leadership. Sin. I'm talking about, I'm enumerating various sins in different quarters. Within the church, we have snakes, wolves in sheepskin, parading themselves as pastors. All they're about is making gain. It's just for money. That's why some of them are in the gospel. Am I right or wrong? Yes, they're just for money. And they take advantage of the people and the challenges. I remember Pastor Emmanuel retreating towards some of the challenges his sister had. All they wanted was basically money from her. They bring a turtle, say, oh, we got all the turtles out of your house, so get out of the house. Am I right, Pastor Emmanuel? Get out of your house. The lady had to go rent, stay somewhere else, and all they were doing is siphoning her money. But thank God, the Lord opened her eyes through prayers of the saints, and today it's history. Praise ye the Lord. Also, we have pastors. I'm renumerating this thing so that when we go into prayer, God has called us to intercede for those in authority, in leadership, for ourselves, for our children. But moving forward, prayer, intercession, will become a very integral part of where we are going. In Matthew chapter 7, 15, 16, Matthew chapter 7, 15, 16. In that category are those pastors who they go north, south to make a disciple, make them twice a child of hell. Amen? They are not going in, and they are not allowing anybody else who wants to go in. Say, beware of wolves, which come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. The other one is Matthew 23, verse 15, 16. They won't go in. Matthew 23, verse 15, 16. They won't go in. Say that you encompass land and sea to make one proselyte. And when he's made, you make him twofold, more the child of hell. You have a lot of so-called pastors leading people along the path to hell. But we thank God we will know the truth. We are going to intercede that God will create in his house holiness, righteousness unto the Lord. That's one thing that is missing within the church. Sometimes right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right. It's such a muddled water. To the intent that 2-3 generations down the road, they won't even know what a mother is, what a father is, because of the so many evil that the nations, that the governments are saying right is wrong. But we know the truth. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. A lot of us who come from Africa, some of the nations, governments, corporates, sins we observe is human sacrifice. I was in a meeting one day. It was a tribal meeting here in the U.S. I happened to be there. And very gently, they went into history of the tribe. And as they went to the history of the tribe, you'll be aware of, some of us are aware of these things. They said, oh, we come from the royal family. We are the kings. This set of people in this area, they are the slaves. They are the ones who take care of us, wash our dishes and this and that and that. And that, in fact, when the Oba dies, just like the pharaohs, they are the ones who they bury alive. And slowly, as the meeting went on, I took permission to the coordinator, say, wait a minute. Are we gloating over the fact that evil is perpetrated and that we are the royal sons of this and that? I said, it's calls for repentance. So right there and then, people repented and prayed and Lord have mercy upon us. Amen. These are issues, long gone issues, that somehow begins to affect. In Exodus chapter 25 and 6, the Lord says, I'm a jealous God. Could you put that up, please? Exodus chapter 20, verse 5 and 6. The reason I slow down so that the young boys who are here can see where this is. Say, thou shalt not bow thyself to them. Our fathers worship various idols. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation. So there are generational sins that sometimes confront the people. Say, but I didn't do anything. Hey, how there? Why should the fathers eat sour grapes and the teeth of the children are on edge? But is it happening? Is it happening? Absolutely. Even in Christendom. Sometimes they say, oh, what happened to this person's dad? Oh, he died of this. The children, the son died of this. The same thing, just one generation after the next. These are issues that have not been taken to the cross. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. But if you and I do not know our rightful places in Christ Jesus, like the Yoruba people say, the enemy will use your nose to blow a trumpet. Amen? In other words, but by the grace of God,
they that know their God shall do exploits. They shall do exploits. The Lord, the devil will not take you for a ride. The devil will not take you for a ride. There are pastors. Pastor Nahor is here, was retreating to me. A story that happened years ago. Pastor Nahor, are you here? Of a pastor. I'm saying these things, we are exposing it. I'm saying these things because when we start praying, we begin to address issues so that the Son of Righteousness may arise with healing in his wings. So that things that are past are past. So that iniquities of the fathers will not come to haunt the sons or the daughters. Hallelujah. That is the purpose. There are pastors who become lords over God's heritage. They take them as their personal property. They cannot move, they cannot cough without the permission of the pastor. It ought not to be so. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. He was telling me of a story. This pastor, for the mature here, I'm going to quote. The pastor went to the park with spouses, member of his congregation, and we know this happened. Unbeknown to the husband. Please, you remember the story? And when the kid had an accident in London or something like that and needed blood transfusion, and the blood type, am I right? They needed the blood type of the father. They went and tested the kids.
And they were not his children.
They were not his children. When he tested the kid, two kids, they were not his children. He said, what? The man, these are my children. The kids were how old? 12? 16? Eh? 12 and 7. The two kids were not his children. The pastor had fathered. Sin. Sin in the camp. May God have mercy upon us. We are going to pray and address these issues. Because where we are going to, there's no night there. There's no darkness there. So when the enemy comes, they will find nothing in you. Not just pastors, all sorts going on. One day I was in Lagos years ago. Human hand on the street. One of the times I went to visit Nigeria, this guy came. Said, you don't believe what I saw. The cops pulled a car over. And what did they find? Human heads in a basket of a baby, an old woman, and stuff like that. Human sacrifice to the enemy to create wealth. We're going to pray because Jesus said, I'm a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children. This blood, they cry. They're crying out. Say when? How soon, O Lord? My former pastor has gone to his reward now, Neil Frisby. He told us in the early 80s, he said, you Nigerians don't Americanize. Amen? He said, don't Americanize. There's something he saw special. Why was sounding the alarm to us? Don't Americanize. It's almost like when the Lord commanded Israel,
Say, when you get to that land, when you get to that land, don't serve their God. Oh. Don't serve their God. Don't marry among them. But what do we see in the church today? There's no difference between the believer and unbeliever. Praise the Lord. We're exposing this thing so that when we go to pray, you can put yourself in that situation and can pray from the depth of your being that God would have mercy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4, it talks about duties between spouses. In society in which we live today, the right has become wrong and the wrong has become right. Let's read on. The wife has no power over her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband, has no power over his own body. But it's in a society in which we live today, it's my right. This is my right. Please, I'm not. This what I'm saying goes both ways. A few years ago, I called a sister. Don't let your mind go wild. Some way back. The lady was crying bitterly. Pastor Emmanuel will remember the story. They was crying bitterly. Say, what's wrong, sister? What's wrong? She was about to commit suicide. Her husband refused to go to the park with her. The explanation, according to her, was she's gotten too fat. I beg your pardon? And this lady was ready to commit suicide. She was crying so bitterly. I couldn't go see her by myself. I called Pastor Emmanuel. Do you remember that, brother? I called Pastor Emmanuel because one thing you don't want to do as a minister of the gospel, don't go there by yourself. Never go cast a crying woman by yourself. So I called Pastor Emmanuel. We went. Prayed with her, generational issues, and by the grace of God, she's standing today. One soul. In Malachi chapter 2, Malachi chapter 2, verse 13. Malachi chapter 2, verse 13. Let's read out. See, and this have you done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with crying, in so much that he regardeth not the offering anymore, or receiveth it with goodwill at your hands. Keep going, son. 14. Yet you say, wherefore? Why aren't you answering our prayers, Lord? Say, because the Lord had been witness between thee and the wife of your youth, against whom thou dealt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion. Yes, she's thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. Go on, son. And did not he make one? Yet had he residue of the spirit, and wherefore one? That he may seek a godly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth. Divorce in homes, in Christendom today, is at par with the world. Is that yes or yes? Talk to me, somebody. Yes! These things ought not so to be. These things ought not so to be. God has called us to be examples to the world. Amen? You say, why are we talking about all these things? When in the book of Ezra, Nehemiah, they read the book, and I'm reading the book. Just so many things we could mention, I don't want to go too deep before we're going to go into prayer. You say, why should what my forefathers did, why should it be affecting us now? Why? I wasn't there. I didn't do it. It's
says that, but I'm a jealous God. I'll give you give us one or two examples in the scriptures. Joshua chapter 9, verse 3. When Joshua had conquered the city of Ai, other nations around were trembling. And the Gibeonites, they were scared, and they pretended to be to have come from a far country. You can read the whole story in the book of Joshua. They dressed in tattered garments, and Joshua had mercy upon them, didn't obliterate them, but it cost him some. Amen? Am I right? Those of us who know the story, it cost them something. They were in their midst because they had made a vow, a promise to them. They didn't kill them. But the consequence was they became the slaves, so to speak, drink water for the people of Israel because of this fast one they pulled on them. In 2 Samuel chapter 21, there was famine in the days of David. First year, second year, third year. So David went to ask. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1. You can read the whole story. For brevity of time, I don't want to read it. There was famine in the land. David went to inquire. He said because it was because of Saul. What Saul did, in order to pacify the Jews, the Israelites, He went after these Gibeonites, who are now part of the Jews, who are now in the house that Joshua didn't. This is that Joshua didn't kill. When the Lord told him, he said, "Look, get rid of all of them." But this guy came begging. Listen, David, what these people did now came to haunt them 480 years later. I went to do a calculation. 480 years, the Lord sent famine because Saul, in order to appease the people, started killing these Gibeonites. Are you kidding me? 480 years later, and there's famine in the land because of something that happened way back. See, I'm a jealous God. Visiting, so the Lord was visiting the iniquity something because they took a bow. We see the same thing in the book of 2 Kings 20. Hezekiah and the visitors who came to check him, came to visit him. The prophet asked, "Hey, please read this story, it'll make more sense. For brevity of time, I'm cutting the show. I wanted to just preach. Exhort us for 30 minutes and let's go into prayer." This Gibeonite, in 2 Kings, Hezekiah was the king, and the visitors came from Babylon, and he showed them. Let's read it so that 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 12 through 19. 2 Kings 20, 12 through 19. Judgment was passed on Hezekiah for showing them all the goodies in the palace. 2 Kings 20, okay, here's 20, let's read. "At that time came Berodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, the king of Babylon, sent letters and presents unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick." Go ahead, son. "And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor all of his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not." Verse 14. "Then came Isaiah the prophet, unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they came from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in thy house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in mine house have they seen. There's nothing among my treasures that they have not seen. Oh, go ahead. And as I said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store and unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou hast beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the kings of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, what is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken? And he said, is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? Did this happen? It happened. Hezekiah, he had been sick and people came to see him and all that stuff. But the sin that he committed, among other things, there could be other things. But we see, I think there was pride involved in what he was doing. Hey, come and see my past. Come and see all my goodies and this and that. And boy, judgment came. But in his days, it wasn't in his days. This is where we see Daniel and the rest of them taken into captivity for something that was done by their father. Praise ye the Lord. Well, we thank God that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen. The curse is he that is hung on the tree. God has translated us from the powers of darkness into the light of Jesus Christ. Amen. When judgment comes, when judgment falls, it doesn't fall. Both the wicked, the righteous, and the unrighteous, they partake of it. Is that true? When there's an earthquake, things happen. Both the good and the bad, things happen. But we thank God that though 1,000 fall on our left, 10,000 on our right will not come to us. I'm saying this thing to us because God has promised that at the end of the age, there shall be a royal priesthood that will know no bounds or imposition. There will be Jesus walking the streets of Phoenix, of Atlanta, of Lagos, of which Jesus Christ himself was the first among many brethren. Can someone say amen? And the enemy will come and will find no sin in you because what? You have laid it at the cross. And you are walking in the liberty of the sons of God. But the first things first, we have to repent. We cannot take for granted this blood that Jesus shed for us. We cannot take with levity and continue in sin that grace may abide. Is somebody with me? Treading where angels fear to tread. There shall be a total and full redemption by Christ Jesus. This was a prophecy in 1679 by a lady, Jean Lear. I want to pass it to some of us. We'll read through it. I'm addressing the issue of sin, and then we'll start praying for one another. Please, just if you're in a circle, Pastor Emmanuel, could you please passes just for a circle, we'll read some. Christ has not just come to save us from our sin that we go back into sin. He has come to set the captives free once and for all. So that you can address issues within your family, within my family, personal issues that you can take to the cross, cover it under the blood, and walk in the liberty of the sons of God. So that when the enemy comes, I find nothing in him.
Clean before my Lord I stand. And in me, not one blemish does he see, because I laid all my burden upon him. So the iniquity of the father cannot affect the son. Some people take, I don't want to go further into it, but we are in the book of Obadiah. He says the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. The house of the Tometees shall possess their possession. The house, this Jeremiah house, will possess their possession. In the name of Jesus. You can put your name there too. You will possess your possession. You see, God has done the ultimate for us. He has given us the best. We are his inheritance. What are you going to give to him? Ye are the temples of God. What are you going to give to him? When a child leaves an inheritance, when a father leaves an inheritance, he doesn't leave crap, because he has amassed some goodies. In Ephesians chapter 1, we are God's inheritance. What you become, it's your gift, it's your inheritance to his majesty. What will you give to him? Is somebody with me? Christ has redeemed us. Praise to his name. Praise him in angels in glory. Christ has redeemed us, we are in ashamed. Tell of his wonderful story. So that in that paper I gave some of us, if you don't have one, could you just, some of us that are older have seen this prophecy before, so you could pass it. Did anybody on this side get any of them? No? Please let the older generation have seen this prophecy before, for in 1679, that there shall be a total and full redemption by Christ Jesus. So, do you have a copy there? Anybody has one extra copy? I'm sorry I didn't make more, but we could make more copies. The older generation who have seen this prophecy before, just pass it on to others that they may. What I'm trying to say to us is this. What I'm trying to say to us is this. Jesus didn't die so we can be going back and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. Once and for all, he laid the ultimate price that we don't have to go back to our sin. Because he who the Son has set free is free indeed. It says in the next paragraph, or last line, say the presence of the divine act will conceal the life of this virgin church. And wherever this body is, there must the act. There must God be. You and I will become the habitation of his excellency, the Lord of hosts. We are the bearers of the ark. You cannot bear the ark and live in sin. Amen. He wants once and for all. Said there is not at this day, 1619, visible upon the face of the earth, such a church. All profession being found light when weighed in the balances. Therefore, they are rejected by the supreme judge. Which rejection will be for this cause? That out of them may come a new and glorious church, and the glory of God and the Lamb shall rest in this tabernacle, and it shall be called the tabernacle of wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There will be a total, writing to the Galatians, Paul said to the Galatians, that Christ may be formed in you. Where light and darkness is, there's death. There's death. But in Christ Jesus, that's why death couldn't hold him down.
Please, I want you to invite the children over. If the children are here, please, don't let any of the children be out there. Yes, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. If you will touch the hem of his garment, yes, yes, his blood will make you whole. Please, I'd like her to stand up. This is a personal dedication, personal prayers. Yes, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. I will touch the hem of his garment, and his blood shall make you whole. I want us to start praying. Please don't close your mouth. Don't close your mouth. Personal sins, besetting sins. Begin to put them, confess them. Say, if you confess your sins, I'm righteous and just to forgive. Beset things that you do over and over again. Deep within your soul, you know it is wrong. And it's convicted you over and over again. Yes, touch the hem of his garment and he will make you whole. It may be thought of your heart, unforgiveness. In the name of Jesus, there's balm in Gilead. It may be things that you have done, that I have done, it has not been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Because if God was to mark iniquity, none of us would be here. Can somebody say amen? But his mercies that are new every morning, we don't want it to run out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for a time like this that we can come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Have mercy upon us. Cover our shame. Cover our nakedness. We are but men, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. 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 All familial sins. Sins of the family. Maybe in your family, they are used to doing this. And they did it. But it is sin in the eyes of the Lord. Begin to put under the blood. Say, Father, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Confess them. Say, if you confess your sins, I am right and just. Put yourself in the situation. I don't care whether you are the one who did it or didn't do it. I know of a man. He sold his daughters. The soul of his daughters for wealth. None of his daughters today are able to get married. The one that got married, nothing worked out. Nothing. When he was dying on his dying bed, he went to say, look, there's something under my cupboard. This and this is what I did. Lord, we need to pray, especially those of us from Africa. I wonder why it's called that continent. Let us pray that the God of heaven may have mercy upon that continent. Have mercy upon you and have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cover us, O Lord. Cover us, O Lord. We commit our children into your care, Lord. Cover them too. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm going to ask some of our brethren as the Lord leads me. Generational issues, generational curses. That in the name of Jesus, because we're broken, because we'll be broken in the house tonight, today, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask Pastor Philine to lead us in that prayer. Generational curses. The visitation of sin on the fathers upon the children. Christ said the fathers shouldn't eat sour grapes, shouldn't partake of this evil, and the teeth of the children be on edge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please don't hold your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to kneel down, kneel down. If you want to stand up, stand up. But please pray. Amen. 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 Amen.
And no longer inherit the causes of your parents.
Yes, so. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. I am holy in Jesus. So I was shaken.
You are like a bold one.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I am holy in Jesus.
Has
made me whole. The yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 If you have your kid next to you, I don't just lay your hand upon them. Lay your hand upon the kid next to you. Whether it's yours or not yours, it doesn't matter. Lay your hands upon them as it is spoken, so it is in the name of. I said, lay your hands on your children. If it is not your child, it doesn't matter. Lay your hands upon, because the words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are life. The sins of the fathers, the forefathers, will not affect them in the name of Jesus Christ. I said the sins of their grandfathers will not affect them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because there is power in the name. He said, Lord has highly exalted his name. They give him a name above all names. That at the call of his name, every knee bow, both in heaven and on earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Yato to pray for the church. All the atrocities that pastors have perpetrated in the name of Jesus. Whether for money, immoral acts, that God will have mercy. That out of this, a glorious church will arise. Knowing no sin, knowing no iniquity, out of it wonders has to flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please be praying. We are praying not just for pastors here. We are praying for all the churches, all the pastors. Hallelujah.
Father, Lord, we know, Lord, that good thing.
Yes.
From the beginning. Yeah. But the next thing we know according to scriptures, you say, where did this seed come from? There an enemy has done this. But you say, let them both grow together for now until harvest time.
Yeah.
There have been, Lord, many in the church that are not of this correct seed. They are infiltrators.
Yes.
And they have come there to change the culture of the church. Today, there may be some of them who are the seed, but who are of the true seed. We pray in the name of Jesus for the mercy of God to turn the heart of the true seed.
Amen.
Back to the true life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But for as many as are wolves in sheep's clothing, the Bible says, I will thoroughly purge my flock. My fan is in my hand. But it is time, Lord, for you to expose and get rid of the tares in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the Bible again says, for the elect of God, my sheep hear my and they follow me. And a stranger they will not follow, because they know not the voice of strangers. But I will pray for those who are the real seed of God, that they will not follow.
Amen.
The voice of strangers.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
No matter what it looks like, because it is not all gold that glitters, or not all that glitters is gold. Whatever it looks like and so forth in there, without the true word of God, holding the pureness and holiness of faith, in the unity of the faith, we know, Lord, that there will be many and so forth like that who have come into the church and have been told the same God. You get the church, but I will pray for the faith of the church all the time.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Go call
about shake.
But
we see, Lord, that you come right now.
Yes.
They're going out to mark those who are signed for the abomination of the Lord. And they follow after and destroy. Fear not, take nothing to your heart. I have been. And spat at my sanctuary. Praying for mercy.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
That you have mercy.
Amen.
Upon the true elect of God.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And all the things that are coming in, just
take
it in the true culture of the church, which is the culture of righteousness. But I will commit it under the blood of Jesus. We just ask for cleansing.
Amen.
We know, Lord, that at the end of the age, coming a time, and let him that is holy be holy still.
Yes, sir.
And let him that is unrighteous be unrighteous still. Father, it is time, Lord, for the church to be holy still.
Amen.
And it is time for the church to be righteous still.
Amen.
And for those who may be unrighteous and so forth, and if that is their way, Father, Lord, let them, the Bible says, well, let them depart. You know, let the unrighteous depart. Let them depart and so forth. Because, you know, they were never of God to stand. Lord, Father, for you know those who are yours, we don't know. But we pray for every man.
Amen.
Because the grace of God has appeared to all.
Amen.
That anyone, say whosoever will, let him come and take of this water of life.
Hallelujah.
Whoever will hear your voice,
God will shake
and will confess their sin.
Amen.
And turn from their wickedness.
Amen.
We know that there is righteousness and there is mercy in God.
Amen.
But as we confess the sins of the church together
today,
we have sinned.
Kerabasando Bakari, Karoshe Korobo Susanda Bakuri, Reke Tori Basheka Puri Basandi Baso, Kesianda Bakuri Basheka Puri, Re Sankota Rabashia Kotori Bas, Kedi Basinka Tori Bas, Hali Bash. Yes.
How are the things of God?
Yes.
And Lord, our church, the body of Christ, is for you. Because there is none that gets the whole of God. There is none that stands in the gap.
Lord,
today we pray for the mercy of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But I remember, Lord, we are just dust.
Yes.
We are just dust. And Lord, because we are dust, and so sometimes, you know, even though the Spirit is doing the flesh is doing. But you have told us that we must pray, so that we do not get into the temptation. We pray for the Spirit of prayer.
Amen.
The Spirit of supplication.
Karo Bosheka. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We know, Lord, that there is mercy to go.
Hey, my God.
We pray over the church today. We ask for the mercy of God.
Go, Rabbi. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Car support out of a sheep. Car a sienna of a cool. Hallelujah.
But I pray that spirit of true holiness.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. And let the church be made.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, Roboshin Daraba.
Hey. Holiness unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let that be the name of the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let righteousness spring forth as you know it for the church. Under the blood of Jesus. We give you the praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sorry if I'm keeping you a little longer. I'm going to ask for Pastor Enahoro to pray for us as he wraps everything up. That the promise of God in the latter day. He said, behold, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. That the Lord will not pass us by. That we will not die in the wilderness. In the name of Jesus. That every ear that has heard what God has promised. Say, we don't know. When you don't know what your inheritance is, you can lose it. But the day you wake up, that the prodigal sons. He said, wow, I'm eating here with pigs. Even the slaves have a better meal. I will arise. That the church may arise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Every giant in our way we slay in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We go forth to possess our possession in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the I am that God says we are that we are in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
We break forth and we break free into our limited destiny
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, your glory shall be seen upon us.
Amen.
If you have power by day, if you have power by night.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And everybody said,
Amen.
And everybody said,
Amen.
He who the Son has set free, woo! He who the Son has set free is free indeed. Say, go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm sure my daughter is feeling good now. Her stomachache has gone. Am I right? Your stomach ache has gone. Am I right? Praise the Lord. She came here with a stomach ache. She was crying and crying. I said, before this service ends, that stomach pain will be gone. And it's gone. Praise ye the Lord. To God be the glory. He said, he confirms the word of his servants. It's not of works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. Praise the Lord. I'd like to invite us, if you haven't anything to give the work of this ministry, we appreciate it. God will bless you. The Lord doesn't owe any man. For it says, give shall be given to you. By the grace of the Lord,
The Lord has helped us in this ministry, in the work He has placed in our hand. And He has done very well. A psalm went through, is going through my head. Psalmist, Psalm 17, I think it's 15. He said, I shall be, put that up, I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. I mean, can you imagine the day you are awake and you are Jesus walking the streets? Please put that psalm up, please, 17, 15. So, the psalmist was looking for it. I'll behold your face and I'll be satisfied. This is the vision. This is the goal. This is our high calling in Christ Jesus. That we may be Jesus walking the streets of Nigeria, of Sierra Leone, Togo. Praise the Lord. I'll just sing this chorus as you want to. I want to welcome my dear brother Lamin all the way from Africa. He's been gone for quite a few years, for quite a few months. Brother Lamin! We're glad you're back. Don't leave us that long anymore. Eh? So don't wear the same trouser. We are glad you're back. The Lord's been good to him. Left his family for 3-4 months thinking of stuff back in Sierra Leone and is here. He keeps unto the uttermost that which is kept into his hand. And he kept him. He was there in the center of Ebola. Ebola on the left and on the right, it didn't come near him. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by, if you have anything to give to the ministry, help please. By His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. We are completed. Please pick up the mic, sister. It's made complete. Pick up the mic. Go pick up the mic. We are complete in Him. Yes, yes. Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Woo! It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, by His grace alone. We are complete. Yes, complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. Yes, we are complete. We are complete in Him. It's not because we did it right or we did it wrong. It's just mercy. It's just mercy. I said it's just mercy. I could be jumping up and down. Not for mercy. He covers me. Hallelujah. I want to welcome my dear brother all the way from Ibadan. Bayando. This is Chief. That is our mama's brother. Of course, his wife is here too. Where the snail goes, the shell follows. Can't say welcome? We say welcome.
Thank you, sir.
We are honored to have you again. Don't be gone too long again so that we can see you more frequently. We like this, your smile. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Dipo Filayin to bless the offering, please. Anywhere. Feel at home.
Father, we want to thank you for such an awesome presence that we have felt in our midst.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name
we pray. Amen. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Sister Rosemary, welcome back. We miss you. You left such a vacuum, nobody could feel it. So now that you are back, we love your smile all the time. Let us stand up as we close us out. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Go this week and shine for Jesus. Go this week and shine for Jesus. Amen. God bless you. We're honored you are here with us today. Thank you.